Blog Talk Radio.
Our praise and our
God bless.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 100 million listeners and more than 194 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Vietnam, Russia, China, you name it, literally all over the world. And I want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into Billion Praise Nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen to lead the world into a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom, where people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. What a privilege it is to be on the blog line tonight, and thank the owners of the blog line. We want to appreciate you. Please know that we are so grateful that the Lord would allow you to even enter into the praise and worship on this line and allow people all over the world to just simply praise the Lord. That's what happened when Moses went to Pharaoh. He wouldn't let them praise God, and God had to put some plagues on them before they could really before the Pharaoh would let them go out and praise God. But thank God for you. You have done opposite of that. In the name of Jesus, you have allowed us to give God praise. Let me tell you something. There is a blessing in store for you that your eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard of. Bountiful blessings in store for you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. This is a night where we are a part of what we call the New Awakening. Yeah, this is the New Awakening where we are moving from the give me, give me, give me. Don't you get tired of people just saying give me, give me, give me, give me this, give me that, give me this? Well, where do you think you get that from? It comes from God. Because he has people all the time, Lord, give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me this, give me that. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Now, Lord, now, 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 Lord, you know, and this new awakening has had a spiritual shift in it. It is moving people away from the give me, Lord, give me this, give me that, moving people away from that to the thank you, thank you. Just be grateful for what he's done. Grateful for this, grateful for that, grateful that you woke up this morning, grateful to have eyes to see, grateful to have ears to hear. Grateful legs to walk, mouth to talk. Grateful to have a place that you live in, a roof over your head. Do you know how many people are living in tents? I said tents around the world. Amen. Be grateful for what God's done for you. Amen. And just thank him, thank him, thank him. I can't thank him enough, nor can you. Amen. Because of all the things he does. If you knew how much he had done for you just on yesterday, oh, my God. We probably, if you realize it, you would just keep on thanking him and thanking him and thanking him so much. I could name at least 100 things that he's done for me right now. Amen. God has been so multitudinously good to us, and we praise him and honor him. That's what this blog line is about, to give God the proper praise. Do you realize, I was just figuring it up the other day, I think God had me into figures in my earlier life, earlier age, rather, for a reason. I got to figure it up. Yeah, and there are worldwide over 100 million different listeners. Now, I'm not taking all of them, but if we just get 2 million out of 100 million to stop and give God thanks, oh, my God, times 1,000, stop and give God 1,000 thank yous. Do you realize that's 2 billion praises a night? I think we're getting that. I think we're getting more than that. I think we get much more, but I don't want to baffle your mind so much. But let me just, and I don't mean that as put down, but I'm just trying to show you something here. I just want to take 2 of those million who are thanking God 1,000 times over 2 billion praises a night And we've been doing this for over 2 years. How many days in a year? 365. Times 1 billion praises is 90, 365 billion. But we know that we're averaging at least 2 billion praises a night. That's over 730 billion praises a year. Yeah. And for 2 years, that makes it over 1,000, oh, my God. It looks like over 1,500 something. I'm not getting a totally exact figure, but it's around 1,500 billion praises that have gone up to this blog line. The owner, I want to tell you something. God sees, and he's going to bless you phenomenally. And all those who have been a part of this, God sees, and he's going to bless you phenomenally. I just want to help, I want to ask you to help me do something. I can't do everything, but I want to ask you to help me get the word out. And the word is this, that God, capitalized G-O-D, God has blessed us to lead people around the world to send up over 1,500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion praises in the last 2 years. Now, if you can't shout about that, I don't know what you can shout about. But I'm praising God for it, not gloating in it, not trying to boast. If I'm like Paul, if I do boast, I boast in him. That's something to really let the world know about, because if somebody had taken a gun and shot up the church, they would be talking about it everywhere. Let's talk about this. God has blessed us to lead people all over the world into giving God over 1,500 billion praises since we've been on here on the blog live. If we're not, I don't know how far we're going to go, but I'm just saying up to this point, if we don't go even one more night, and I don't receive that in the name of Jesus, but in the name of Jesus, let's get the word out that God has blessed us to lead people all over the world into giving God at least over 1,500 what? Billion praises unto God. Oh, my God. Lord, please help me to be gentle here on the line. I feel like hollering and screaming. I feel like running around this room 50 times and giving God praise. And let's move on from here and give him more praise than that. This is another night. Amen. Has he been good to you? If so, let's enter into praise in just a few minutes. I want to give you the privilege of asking God for a prayer request, and let's see what the Lord will do for you. Amen. We're going to thank him when you get through with the prayer request. I'll begin to lead you into praise, and let's see what God will do. That's faith. Praise him before you get the word that is done. Praise him before you get the word that he's touched your knees, that he's touched your back, that he's touched your shoulder, that he's touched your asthma, that he's touched your diabetes, cancer is healed. Whatever it is, let's praise him before you get the word. Don't put your faith so much in the doctor. Put your faith in God. It's against the scripture, because the Bible says put your faith in no man, but put your faith in God. Now, you can put your faith in God and ask God, as the doctor is going to operate, Lord, I have my faith in you, and I'm asking you to direct the doctor's hands in the name of Jesus, that he might do the right procedure and do the right operation. That's what I would do. Put my faith in God and ask God to help the doctor, because without God, nobody can really do miracles. Amen. Thank you. Let's have a word of prayer, all right? You ask God for what you want, and then we'll come back and start praising him. Oh, my God, we'll start praising him 1,000 times. God bless you. This time is for you. This is your prayer time. Make your request known unto the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, All right, God bless you. Lord, I pray that you hear the prayers. Forgive all sin anywhere on this line, in any of our lines, sin of omission, sin of commission. Please, Lord, sanctify the line, cleanse it, and make it holy. And Lord, receive these prayer requests unto you. God, that you might bless your people. The devil doesn't want them to be blessed. The devil doesn't want them to have miracles. The devil doesn't want them to be bountifully going up. But God, you have come to bless them. Let these prayer requests be heard of you. And God, grant them in Jesus' name. God, we want to thank you in advance for every prayer request made for any person. Oh, God, and for anything. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name. We want to thank you in advance because I believe and we believe that every prayer request asked that you, shut it on the diente, your day, diente, the shed diente, Mariandate shite, diante. Yeah. Have you not made your request also unto me? And let the people into making prayer requests. And shall I not hear them and have heard them? It shall be done unto you in Jesus' name. God, thank you. If any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father. We believe this. We've got my prayer, Lord, there's somebody on this line who's touching and agreeing with me. And God, your word cannot lie. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, we just give you praise and adoration in advance because we know that you've heard these prayers and you answered my prayer to grant them. And we just want to thank you in advance because we believe you that it's done, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And anybody who has your line open, you want to join us, come on. Thank you, thank you. Oh, and I heard the Lord say, the Lord said he wants us to get up and christen our houses. We normally walk around the house. But this time, I want you to go into areas in your house that you had never gone in before. I want you to look up the ceiling and in the spirit realm, place all of the anointed on the ceiling. I want you, you got a desk? I want you to look under there. And in the name of Jesus, ask God to put all of the anointed under that desk. Oh, my God. You got a printer? Pull out the drawer and ask God to get in the drawer. I'm talking about places that you never think about, that you don't even think about. Asking God, let the anointing be there. Lay your hand on your computer. Lay your hand on your monitor, the screen. Lay your hand on any type of system that you have in the house. I'm laying my hand even right now on this CD player. Oh! God, touch. Lay your hand on places that you never think about. I've got a little fan in my office that blows down here and keeps me warmer in the winter. I'm laying my hand on it. I don't know what that's going to do. I'm laying my hand, oh my God, on this little system here on my floor. On the little computer system over here. All these computers around me. I'm going to lay my hand on CDs and books and things in this office. You understand what I'm saying? The Lord told me to christen. I want you to go throughout your house and lay your hand on unusual things. Who knows? The enemy might be trying to hide in places that you never thought about. This is of God. The devil didn't say this to me. Why would the devil say, lay your hand on unusual things, places that the enemy might hide? Come on, come on. Use your spiritual common sense. That's the Lord that told me to tell you to do it. I hope you obey. Get up now. Let's just go through this house, your house. Thank you, Lord. Touch. Plead the blood of Jesus, all of the anointed, all on these places. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but I tell you, it's something unusual. In the name of Jesus, touch. Amen. I don't know what's in your house. I'm just touching the things in my house. Unusual.
Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus.
You've been putting the trash
Glory
to
God.
Trash can. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
The trash
blood.
Machine.
Blood. Oh, God.
The blood of Jesus. Blood, blood,
blood.
Touching my cards. Touching my books. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Glory to God.
The blood of Jesus. Amen.
Blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God.
touch, 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 touch. The blood that Jesus shed for me, Thank you, thank you. Way back on Calvary, the blood. Thank you, Lord. Shout out to faith. That gives me strength. The blood.
Oh, God,
from
good.
Day to day.
Thank
you. It will never lose.
Glory to God, good in Jesus.
Jesus' power. Thank you.
Lord, oh God. Jesus. God.
Oh, God, touch Mother Eddie Johnson.
Jesus.
The blood. Strengthen for the journey.
The blood.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you for the journey ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Those are the instructions the Lord gave me. Tell y'all to the not unusual things.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the enemy cannot stand there either.
Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless you. We're about out of time. Amen. Got about 3 minutes here. I'd like to just be compassionate toward you. You've given us so many minutes. And the compassion says, we'll remember you now. Because you have been there for us. God bless you. We remember you, and we love you. God bless you. Have you a wonderful night. And
God bless
you. Praying and blessing you. Amen. Before I go, I am cognizant of if there's anyone who wants to say anything. If so, Sunny, please know that you have a leader who is not trying to hog all the time. I'm just trying to do what God says to. So if you've got a word or word you want to say, God bless you. The line is open to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone?
From Pastor Les Jones from St. Louis. That was a beautiful word on a youth prayer line tonight. I really enjoyed it.
On the what? The recording
on the
came
youth
on.
Prayer line.
On the youth prayer line. God bless you. Thank
yes.
you. And to Master Pfeiffer and to all those who spoke tonight, Ambassador. Hodges and Peel, I believe. And so many others spoke tonight. It was so good. I just played a little portion of it. Thank God for using me also. God bless all of y'all. Anybody else want to say something? Well, we just want to tell you that we love you. Know that we are standing in the gap with all of you. Amen. And if there's anything, the things that I've done to offend anybody on the blog or on the prayer line or on the prayer line, please forgive me. You know, amen. I have to remember many times that you all are not men and many of you are women. And I can't talk to some of y'all strongly as I do sometimes. Please forgive me. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And we plead the blood of Jesus for you. God bless you. Good night to you. All right, if anybody wants to write me, P.O. Box 26593. Yeah, 26593. There was a man on here the other night that God spoke to and told him to send me the money to finish off Amazing Grace, the church where we pastor Amazing Grace. He said he would replenish it and give it back to you tenfold. Then he said he would heal your son. And I hope you get the word. Amen. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. And that's Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. I'm out. Amen. You are dismissed.